This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare scheme, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives such as the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana, Ayushman Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, and Jal Jeevan Mission are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है। आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है। गरीब और वंचित के उत्थान का संकल्प, सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र, सेवा की ये भावना आज ये सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है।
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the BJP will contest the upcoming 2026 Tamil Nadu Assembly polls in an alliance led by the AIADMK. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness that AIADMK has joined the NDA family. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Together with other NDA partners, we will take Tamil Nadu to new heights of progress and serve the state diligently." He said NDA alliance will ensure a government that fulfills the vision of the great MGR and Ms. Jayalalitha. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secessionism, placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the move. He said this is a victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the US. Replying to US Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahawur Rana, Dr. Jaishankar said this is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of 26/11 attacks. The Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has successfully conducted the release trials of long-range glide bomb Gaurav from the Su-30 MKI aircraft. According to the Defence Ministry, the trial successfully demonstrated a range close to 100 kilometers with accuracy. Gaurav is a 1,000 kilogram class glide bomb designed and developed indigenously by Research Center Imarat, Armament Research and Development Establishment, and Integrated Test Range situated at Chandipur. China's finance ministry has announced that it has raised additional tariffs on US goods from 84% to 125%. In a statement, the ministry said the US side's imposition of excessively high tariffs on China seriously violates international economic and trade rules and is simply an act of unilateral bullying and coercion. The centre has operationalised a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emergency trading issues. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues and regulatory or compliance issues among others. The help desk would also collect and collate trade-related issues concerning other ministries, departments and agencies of central government and state governments. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 8 wickets at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 104 runs for victory, KKR overhauled the target in only 10.1 over. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at 3:30 p.m. in Lucknow, while Sunrisers Hyderabad to face Punjab Kings at 7:30 p.m. in Hyderabad. And that's the end of this news bulletin.